Revolution, April 16th, 1995. This is Easter Sunday, and it's also the time of spring when the new flowers and grass and plants start poking their heads out of the ground. We're all feeling rather inspired and inspirited. We'd like to have some information upon this general concept of resurrection or rebirth, the coming into being of a new self, the inspiration, bringing a new being, a risen being, more inspired and full of light. And we would like to have whatever information you could give us on how this process happens in our own lives, how it happens in the world around us, the interrelationship between the two, and anything that you could say on rebirth or resurrection.
Awfully long lead. I thought it would hurt. What happened to that one? What's plan B? Plan B is going to take a moment to rewind. Everything's okay with Robbie Robertson. He's one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
Went that far into it, and there still is no.
It's weird.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember it being like that.
Look, you like that one.
Hmm. I wonder what that one is. Barbara called this last week with things vanishing from her computer.
Yeah. All her aerial files.
These things do happen.
Due to technical difficulties, we've been forced to broadcast last week's show.
We are those of Akul. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is both a privilege and a blessing for us to be sharing in your vibrations. We would thank each which has come to this circle this day for the quality and depth of the preparation of desire for considering new thoughts and looking for new truth. Truly, when desire has been so purified that it becomes a fine instrument, then it is that the call sent out becomes clearer and stronger. And this aids us. For as the preparation is, so the energy is. And as the energy of the circle is, so the communication is. So those hours spent in thought, in prayer, in review, in contemplation, in meditation, and as this instrument would say, in the sacred practice of chilling out and taking it easy. Each of you has done good work, and work that enables us to do our work better. And we thank you for this most profoundly. As we view the thrust of your opening question this day, we reflect upon how to lay the groundwork for that which we have to offer in the way of opinion. As always, we ask that each discriminate carefully and choose those things which we have to say that are useful, leaving the rest behind. Perhaps we shall begin in the dark. For the preparation for light is all important to the appreciation and resonance with that light that comes at the end of a period of watching and waiting. How necessary it is that the concepts of spirit first be nurtured and fed within the earth and ground of being. That spiritual self that within the mythological system you call Christianity has its beginning at the birth of the Christ. The small child is deep within that darkness of winter, the beginning of spiritual seeking, or perhaps we should say spiritual learning, is always in darkness. This is quite necessary. For much ground must be laid within that darkness. Much development of the spirit takes place only within the shadows of that inner darkness, which so fructifies and feeds the spirit that it gains the energy which it then can use to seek the light. So, as always, the beginning of discussion of equality includes its dynamic opposite. Those opposites that seem so different one from the other, and yet are each other as two sides of the coin. In truth, one object. All opposites may fruitfully be seen as unified. This practice is instructive. Now, when the light lengthens upon your planet, when the sun rises earlier and sets later, the effect upon your earth world is astounding. It is a food to green and growing things. That light which seems intangible and yet is literally food and drink to your companions of second density that reach their leaves to the light of the sun as it rains down in a golden shower. And in that plane of the earth world, indeed, your entire planet is moving at this time within a new and previously unexperienced portion of space-time. As the inevitable cycles move, some cycles are very brief, others ponderously long. But at this particular time in your Earth history, this present moment is witness to unprecedented amounts of spiritual light. And this shall continue to expand as the cycles of time and space move relentlessly and benevolently to create ever new opportunities for seeking, for learning, for the giving and receiving of unity by unity, love by love, inequality whatsoever by its reflection in all that is seen and felt. In a universe in which the Creator moves with such order and precision, it is not surprising that the rhythms of human beings move in sympathy with the rhythms of the planet and its seasons. Many of your planet's peoples celebrate a resurrection of that which was dead and is now alive. This choice of that religion that you call Christian, of the spring as the time in which to celebrate death and resurrection of the Christ, is peculiarly apt and very accurately placed is that date that so coincides not with the rhythms of created mankind, but with those fey and restless rhythms of moon and tide, of earth and the dark heart of the womb. Now is the time when that which has been in the womb, whether it be seed or embryo or spirit, has the opportunity to respond to the enlarging of the light. This is a precious time, a time to celebrate the self that is not yet unfurled, to celebrate that which is in bud, young, vulnerable, and infinitely tender. The exercise of celebration is deeply helpful to the spirit, as well as being most helpful to the body and to the life of that body. For it is possible to experience the catalyst of the increasing light in such a way that there is no heightened awareness which results within the being. The preparation in the darkness is the key to the use of the light. Why is that? We feel that it has to do with the nature of evolution. In the seeking for truth, that which is new cannot come, cannot be realized, until that which is in its place has been released. Through the cycles that are within, each seeker has moved through periods deep in the mire of personal misery and pain. And whether this has been accounted as suffering or as nothing, yet still, the work has been done. That which is dead has been released, making room for evolution. The pain of change feels like a death. The releasing of old opinion feels mortal. And the wound of leaving behind old ways of thought is fell and fatal. There is literal truth in death and resurrection in terms of the spirit. There must be the willingness to die to the old. In order for that which is written already upon your heart to become visible, to become illuminated, to be in the light, even when that which is old is a rending and separating truth, even when the new is gentler and sweeter, the death of the old is very hard to bear. And we do not wish to quibble with how hard it is to progress in relation to the letting go of that which is dead. It is into this atmosphere that the one known as Jesus, the Christ, deliberately sets out to move into utter darkness as this entity willingly and knowingly walks to its Jerusalem, to its Golgotha, to its own resurrection, which comes only after a death, a crucifixion of the entire mortal man. A going down into the darkness of the grave, than which no darkness could be blacker in human consciousness. This is the fear that is beyond all fears, human. That terror of the dark, which does not end. It is into this infinite darkness that the one known as Jesus moves. And when this entity again rejoins the creation of light, this entity simply expresses the normalcy, the everyday quality of the conquering of death by life. The battle won of darkness by light. It is not only that there is no longer within this mythological system any death to fear. Paradoxically, it is also that this entity moves completely into the human condition of mortality so completely that it accepts and undergoes the death. Now, for all this entity could prove, for all that any entity can prove, this entity gave itself up to a death that had no end. Yet words of life were given by the one known as Jesus, and it is well to heed them. The key to moving from darkness to light was given by this entity when it said of those who crucified it, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The key to using the light is forgiveness, mercy, charity, love. One may walk into the light and yet not see light. If one has confusion and puzzlement upon the mind, one can move through an entire beautiful day and see no light. And just so within, one can walk into one's own season of blossom and yet blossom not, nor see the sun, nor take food and drink from it. If one has closed one's heart, the light cannot survive and will simply be reflected and used elsewhere. Think of the darkness of winter and feel the contraction that occurs as the roots of being curl down into the earth, seeking water and nutriment. So are the roots of the self contracted and turned and curled inward, seeking and not finding nutriment. And then light comes and the decision is made to let go of all things save the reaching towards that light. There is expansion of self. There is the opening of the heart with those magic words, I forgive. Each seeker has its own seasons within, its own times of darkness, and its own times of light. It is well to be most respectful towards and sensitive of these inner movements of the spirit, these trustworthy and helpful times within. As you move through your days and nights, try to remain sensitive to those rhythms, those ripples in the pond of self, those changes of weather. For all seasons, from the coldest to the hottest, from the most contracted to the most expansive, are equally useful, not equally comfortable, but equally useful. However, as this instrument has said, it is possible to experience a lengthening of that inner season of light. And this instrument, however, did not find the second key to enjoying more and more light. This instrument had noted that the more one gives praise and thanksgiving for the good times, the longer they are likely to stay around. But there is another truth also here. This instrument is creating a blockage, for it was concerned it would not be able to channel the other idea which it did not personally know. And this has made this instrument come out of its tuning. And so we would appreciate the circle retuning by perhaps singing the row, row, row your boat. We are those of a cool. Boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. We are again with this instrument. And we feel that perhaps we may say what we have to say another way. And so allow this instrument the luxury of not having to know what the other part was. The enjoyment of the good times has its basis laid in the enjoyment and positive possession of those times when all is dry and dark and without merit, seemingly. How precious it is when entities can gaze upon their pain and suffering and enter into the darkness without fear, knowing that all is illusion, knowing that both dark and light are useful, knowing that there is no place that the light is not, knowing that there is no light in which there is not the darkness of some degree of illusion. For we ourselves are illusions. We are developed and articulated, and our experience is vast. For we have been since the beginning, and we shall always be. And yet we are illusion. For all that can be spoken, all that can be self-realized, is by definition illusion. Fields of energy that come and go, while the Creator is. In the one momentary now, that eternity in actuality is. Yet, the journey made each time the Creator flings out of its vast and infinite potentiality those sparks of being that have become each of you. It receives in the end of that journey such a gift of whole and integrated consciousness, that to the infinite riches of creation are added infinite richness more. The gift of that journey to the one infinite Creator is a perfect gift, a gift of love, that which has been reflected from love reflects at last to love and becomes one again. In that sweetness of unity in which all sense is lost. We would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, leaving this instrument with thanks and in love and light. We are those of that principle known to you as Kuo.
I am Kuo, and we greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, we are honored to ask if we might speak to any further queries which those present might have for us. Is there a query at this time?
I would like to ask, there was issue that several of us spoke of before the channeling today, and is the catalyst of being nervousness in preparation for doing a task. It's almost an agitation with itself before launching on a project or before starting something. Could you comment how the self can use this particular energy in doing its work, how to best use this agitation, this nervousness?
I am Kuo, and we believe that we grasp your query, my sister. The quality of feeling which you have mutually described as that of nervousness is a means by which there is a contact with those portions of the conscious mind and perhaps for many of the subconscious as well, which wish to direct energy towards an expenditure of this energy that will be of such and such a nature. That nature described and defined by the conscious self. Thus, an entity which is preparing to give of itself in a manner which it hopes will be helpful and perhaps even of an inspirational nature, will begin to alert those portions of the deeper mind which may aid in this process by providing what you may call the creative motivation, the spark of energy which sets the being aflame with that which is in alignment with its nature, its passion, that. I am Kuo, and am again with this instrument. Thus, the avenue to these deeper portions of the mind and of the self is one which has the general characteristics of the personality of the seeker, so that there is energy and inspiration available in whatever manner has been inbuilt into the patterns of the personality. This instrument has had information that describes this avenue as being somewhat indirect. This is so for each entity, because each entity has those blockages to energy flow which are in the form of lessons to be learned, tangles to be untangled. Thus, the knotted or stopped flow of energy that reaches to the deeper portions of the self is like unto a fingerprint, if you will, for the entity itself. The process of balancing which each seeker undergoes can be seen as a process that makes this way straight rather than crooked, narrowed, blocked, or weakened. However, each has this access available and can utilize the inspirational and intelligent energy from the deeper portions of the self in whatever manner of self-expression is chosen. Is there a further query, my sister?
I just wanted to ask one side question. By balancing, then you mean by unblocking the blockages, is that right?
I am. And this is so. Is there another query, my sister?
Not at this moment. I see the Father.
I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query?
I always wanted to ask a query, Kuo, and yet this time I'm just happy to be here, and I don't have one.
I am Kuo, and we are happy as well, my brother, to rest in your vibrations. For this is a gathering of energies that are at once quite potent and yet quite placid. Is there a query for us at this time?
Yes. A couple. First of all, I was wondering why it is that I was getting word by word communication for quite some time, yet in the last couple of sessions, it's been given just by concept and not words at all, but just concepts that I have to do the words for. Is it possible for me to know why this is, or what is happening in my learning of how to channel that this has been different, or any comments that you might have?
I am Kuo, and we are aware of your query, my sister. In the channeling process, there is a need to be able to move in whichever modality is most appropriate for the more advanced transmission of more complex concepts. Thus, in areas where your personal experience is somewhat lacking, we would choose to use the word-by-word transmission so that the movement into the more abstract area would be accomplished with less concern than if the conceptual means of transmission were utilized and would cause an instrument to, shall we say, a panic in some degree when the concepts were unfamiliar. However, given these generalities, which have been utilized in your case from time to time, there is also the desire on our parts to balance the means of transmission so that your instrument remains able to, shall we say, play either piece. Is there a further query, my sister?
Yes, I wondered what exercise or discipline I might work at, what tool I could use, I guess you'd say, to work on not repeating my error of becoming concerned and then frightened because I had no idea what was coming.
I am qual, and am aware of your query, my sister. The image which we give this instrument is to simply keep hanging your rear out on the line.
Ah, very well.
Is there a further query, my sister?
Was the content that you were trying to say said to your satisfaction when I retuned? Or is there matter that it might be useful for us to go back and question about at a future session?
I am cool and am aware of your query, my sister. Now, the student would like the grade. Well, perhaps there shall be some time after school. No, we are just having a bit of fun with both this instrument and yourself, my sister.
No, I know that.
We are pleased with your efforts and would not seek to alter them. Is there a further query, my sister?
One more. Was the information that was missing having to do with one person being able to be a light to another person in darkness?
I am Quo, and this is well said, my sister. Do you have a further query?
No, no. I am happy now. Nice to hear the old humor, that part of you which is Lachwi. I really, really enjoy it when that shines through.
I am Kuo, and we are happy as well to be able to share in the mirth of the moment. For truly, all about there is a great rejoicing and a laughter that echoes through all creation. May we ask if there is a final query?
Okay, if no one else is going to ask a question, I'd like to ask how you perceive time.
Hello.
am aware of your query far more than aware of an ability to respond in a manner which would make sense. For we are aware of that which you call time. When we are in the, shall we say, frame of reference that calls for the use of time. In many of our experiences, there is the flow of the river of time, and we may cast ourselves upon this river in whatever experiential raft that we care to construct, so that we may experience time much as do you, or we may experience a movement of time in more than one direction at a time, if you will. Our experience is one which partakes more of the what you may call gestalt of the moment, where all of the factors which are in our experiential continuum offer themselves in the fullness of their being, which is to say, in the completeness of the experience of time, so that we are able to utilize the resources of the one creator about us in a way which is more limitless in its nature. We may explore an avenue of time as you explore the streets of your city. We may remain in any particular street for as long as we wish or as long as is necessary. Upon the cessation of that experience, we may move to other experiences, and indeed in many instances may explore multiple experiences at once, viewing time more as a, shall we say, array of energy directions rather than a single direction. We hope that we have been able to give some indication of this experience, though we are aware that it is very difficult to express in the limited ambiance of any language. Is there any further query, my sister?
No, thanks. I do appreciate your explanation.
I am Kuo, and again we thank you, my sister. At this time, we shall express our great gratitude, as always, for this offering of your desires, your queries, and your very essence to this exploration of consciousness with us. We are thrilled at each such opportunity, for the lands through which we travel in the mind of each present are rich and fertile with a varied topography, always offering the surprise of the moment and of the experience. We are those of Kuo, and we would leave this instrument and this group at this time. as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.